Calendar number 909, Senate Print 8465A by Senator Liu.
Many of the bills acted on by the Senate and Assembly address the nuts and bolts of government, like renewing sales tax authorization for localities and clarifying existing laws. But perhaps the elephant in the room is the state's $15 billion budget deficit. Governor Andrew Cuomo has threatened to cut aid to schools, local governments, and hospitals by as much as 20% if Congress does not agree on a relief package. Cuomo's already temporarily cut aid to some cities by one-fifth. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, in an interview with public radio and television, says decisions on how to balance the budget will have to wait until the details of the relief package are known. She says she's hopeful there will be aid for the state because it's now not just blue states that are suffering. Red states like Texas and Florida are hard hit as well.
As COVID rages throughout the nation, everybody, I think, is being hit one way or another with the incredible expense in every way of COVID-19. So I understand that the Senate is beginning to talk. Obviously, it may not be what the House has put forward, but the dire need for all of us, especially here in New York, we were so very, very hard hit, has got to be topmost in everyone's mind.
In this year's budget, the legislature granted Cuomo the ability to unilaterally add or subtract funding to deal with the fiscal uncertainties caused by the pandemic. Under the rules, the legislature has 10 days to change those decisions or they become law. Stewart-Cousins says the Senate plans to be involved.
We expect we'll be back.
A number of progressive Democrats in the legislature are pushing for higher taxes on the wealthy. That's something Governor Cuomo is against, and the Senate leadership has not yet endorsed. The legislature, in addition to granting new budget powers to the governor, also gave Cuomo broad emergency authority during the pandemic. It's allowed the governor to make decisions like closing down businesses and schools and mandating the wearing of masks. Some government reform groups have been critical, saying the legislature needs to take back some of its constitutionally granted authority. Republicans, who are in the minority in both houses, also voiced concerns. Senate GOP leader Rob Ort says when the pandemic first hit in New York, it made sense to place one person in charge.
Sometimes you can't deliberate on every decision, but we are long past that point. My colleagues have been elected. We represent millions of New Yorkers. My district, I represent 300,000 New Yorkers who expect me to be a part of these discussions in managing this pandemic.
Ort says several months later, it feels like the rules of democracy are being subverted.
Democrats are not providing any oversight of the governor's decisions throughout this pandemic. And that is a real problem that I think should concern all New Yorkers, because if it was for the Democrats that are fine with it, I can guarantee you if it was a Republican governor, they wouldn't be fine with it.
A spokesman for the Senate Democrats, Gary Ginsburg, replies that as much as the Republicans want to pretend the pandemic is over, it's not. Ginsburg, in a statement, says the state needs a centralized approach. Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins says for now, Democrats are okay with the governor retaining the ability to make quick decisions, and she does not think lawmakers gave him too much authority.
I think New Yorkers agree that the governor has handled the powers extraordinarily well. We are not done with this pandemic.
The governor's emergency powers expire in April of 2021. The legislature can act to renew them then if they think they're still needed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.